former Mayor Nutter instituted the brownout policy, which meant closing firehouses temporarily on a rotating basis to save money. Nearby fire stations were expected to cover for the browned-out firehouses. During his campaign, Mayor Jim Kenney vowed to end the controversial policy, and he's announced that he's officially made good on that promise.
I know firsthand the sacrifices that the firefighters and their families make to keep all of us safe every day. They do exemplary work under incredibly difficult conditions, as we were all reminded just a few weeks ago when they successfully tackled a four-alarm fire near Rittenhouse Square in freezing temperatures.
Acting Fire Commissioner Derek Sawyer is carrying out Kenny's edict, and he says an additional sore spot for the firefighters is being remedied.
There also won't be any forced rotations for 2016. That process ended at the end of December, along with brownouts.
Andy Thomas, who heads up the union representing firefighters, is happy the mayor kept his word. Controller Alan Butkovitz did a study on the policy, and he complimented Kenny on his decision.
The new mayor and the new administration have demonstrated very quickly that they have a real understanding of the burdens and the risks facing our firefighters and facing the public who are in the line of attack.
What's more, Butkovitz says instead of saving the city money, the brownouts actually cost more money. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.